all volunteer organization. No one gets paid. Just think about that. That is so beautiful. We are dedicated to nonviolence, vegetarianism, and the consensus decision-making process. We are non-hierarchical. There's no board of directors or anything. No leaders. We just all get together and do it. What do? We feed the hungry. We give food away for free. We collect it, cook it, prepare it, and serve it 5 days a week here in Boston, every week, every month, every year. One of the beauties of Food Not Bombs is that there's no distinction between the servers and the served. We have home-deprived people cooking and serving, and we have business people catching a bite during their lunch hour. It's not like we on high coming down to serve the poor masses. Where do we do it? Out in the open. We bring the food to them. We serve in the Boston Commons here at the Cambridge Commons, Copley Square. We serve in the most visible public spaces as a protest. We want to put poverty, hunger, and homelessness into the public awareness. We don't want them swept out of sight in churches and shelters. We want to show what this society is doing to some of its citizens. When did we start? Food Not Bombs has been creating community for over 20 years, starting right here in Cambridge. Why do we do it? Food should be allocated on the basis of need, not on the ability to pay. According to Article 25 of the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, everyone has the right to a standard of living adequate for themselves, for the well-being of themselves and their family, including food, clothing, housing, and medical care. Food should be a source of nutrition, not profit. Our very name, Food Not Bombs, speaks to the skewed priorities of our government spending billions of dollars on the military while people go without food and shelter. Well, how do we do it? We refuse to accept any state funds. The money we need to get gas for the van or something all comes from personal donations, people coming by the meal and just dropping a little dollar in our jug. In accordance to our roots, we also try to cater nonviolent peace and justice type get-togethers, as that is how we originally started out. People ask us often, where do we get all our food from? Well, take bagels, for example. You know, these bagel shops have sprouted up all over the place. What happens to day-old bagels? They get thrown away. Well, Food Not Bombs, but that comes later. Yes, they get thrown away. So imagine, because the store just makes new ones the next day. So imagine perfectly good food being thrown away while there are people that are hungry. So all that needs to be done is for someone to go to the bagel shops and say, hey, don't throw those away, give them to us, and then go out and give them to those that want them. In fact, here in Boston, we have so many bagels, we can't even give them all away. What about produce? There's these big produce wholesalers up in Chelsea have to spend like $90 a ton to throw away their waste, so they're often willing to have people go through and see if there's anything worth saving before they throw it away. A group Fair Foods does that. We get to share in the bounty. And supermarkets, if you go to the supermarket and there's a bag of onions with one bad onion in it, you as a consumer aren't going to buy that bag. You'll just buy the perfect bag next door. And what happens is that eventually the supermarket just throws the whole bag away. So what needs to happen is someone to get that bag, take it, open it up, throw out all the bad onions, but keep the good onions, chop them up, make a nice warm vegetable curry and hot coffee and hot herbal tea and some nice organic brown rice, and poof, you're all set. At our table, as well as on all our chairs, is the list of all the meals we do. In fact, we're actually trying to start a sixth meal in Dedley Square, which would be great, but we need people to help us out to do that. We have monthly meetings as well, which you can come and talk about some of these things. And please stop by at the meals, have some food. And of course, we are always desperate for volunteers, so if you can help, please do so. And there's no commitment. I remember when I was in medical school, I would skip class and run over and like chop broccoli for 10 minutes and then like run back, do real medicine. There is nothing like the face of a mother to whose child you just gave a cup of hot soup. It is really beautiful. I hope everyone will check it out. All right. Before Howard Zinn takes the stage, we have a super-duper special secret surprise for everybody. David Rovics is an internationally